सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
In slok number 23 of chapter 4, Bhagavan says, Gatasangasya muktasya jnanavasti chetasaha yagya acharatah karma samagram pravidiyate. How a mahatma, how a jnani acts in this world. Gatasangasya, he is detached. Detached from what? Fruits of action. Fruits of action. Muktasya. Muktasya, he is liberated. Why is he liberated? No doership. No doership. And gatasangasya, no sangha, no attachment with the fruit of action. And how is mind? Jnana avasthit chetasa. Mind is always established in the knowledge. What is the knowledge? Knowledge is that I am akarta atma. I am the non-doer atman. This he always remembers. His mind always abides in that knowledge. And with these three factors, he acts in the world. Behind all his actions, these three factors are there. Gatasangasya, muktasya, gatasanga, without attachment to the fruit of action. Muktasya, without doership. And his mind always established in that knowledge. Yagya acharata, he is acting. It's not that after realization he is not acting, he is acting. And what is the meaning of yajna here? Here yajna means loka sangraha. At different places the yajna has got different meaning. Here is the loka sangraha. Jnani is acting in this world with three motives. With no kartitva, no attachment to the fruit of action and the mind established in the knowledge. This way he acts in the world. What happens to all his action? Karma samagram pravidiyate. His all actions perish. Karmam samagram, all karma. Our karma binds. His karma don't bind. Samagram pravidiyate. They are all destroyed. Destroyed means what? They will not leave any impression. Leave any impression means no vasanas, no ragadvesh. No sukh dukkha. So while acting in this world, he is not acting. We are acting in this world and we are bound. With the same action, a mahatma, he is not bound. So actions binds us. And the same action, if done with these three motives, will make us mukta. And what is his vision? The vision through he makes all his karma into akarma. Akarma means as if no action he has done. Brahma arpanam brahmahavi brahmagno brahmanahutam brahmaivatena gantabhyam brahma karma samadhina. For him his vision is what? Brahma arpanam. The ladle, the chamas through which he is putting his sacrifices, oblations into the fire. That is Brahman. Mantra is also Brahman. Devta for which he is chanting or doing this oblation is also Brahman. Whatever fruit of action which we will get with this yajna is also Brahman. The place where he is doing this yajna is also Brahman. And the time in which he is doing is also Brahman. The fire in which he is putting his oblation is also Brahman. And whatever havis he is putting, that also is Brahman. The person who is doing this yagya is also Brahman. So if the vision is like this, what will happen? Brahmaivatena gantavyam, he will attain Brahman. And such person is called Brahma Karma Samadhina. The name of that person is Brahma Karma Samadhina. So that is the vision of a jnani. Now, we all want this thing. We also want this vision. We also want our karma to become a karma. Our karma should not bind us. We also want all these things. So we have to follow whatever that Mahatma or a realized person is doing. In order to reach to that vision of Brahmarpanam, Brahmavi, Brahmagno, Brahmarahutam, what we have to do, Bhagwan says that you start, he gives 12 yajna. 12 yajna he gives as a sample. It's not that there are only 12 yajna. Is this only sample? He said, you can start with this and slowly, slowly come to that stage. The first yajna he suggested was the Deva yajna. Deva yajna, what is that? Normal fire ritual. Normal fire ritual, whatever we do the yajna, like we do the Gayatri Havan here. Normal fire yajna. It is in for, maybe for Indra or maybe for Vayu, or it may be Putrishti yajna or Jyotishra Home. But how it should be done? Pariupasate. Pariupasate means the great devotion. Great devotion is needed there. This way he is doing. This is Deva Yajna. Then another is Brahma Yajna. What is this Brahma Yajna? Jivatma Sadhak is putting himself into the Nirupadik Brahma, into the fire of Nirupadik Brahma. Saupadik Vitupadi Jivatma puts himself into Nirupadik Brahman. How? By Brahmakar Vritti. He is doing that. He is offering himself into the fire of Nirupadik Brahman by way of Brahmakar Vritti. What does that mean? It shows the identity between Jiva and Brahma. Jiva Brahma Aikya. Jiva Brahma. So some other are doing this way. Then Sanyam Yagya. Sanyam Yagya means they offer Srotradini into where? In the fire of self-control. So organs of perceptions are being offered into the fire of self-control. What is Sayam? So in Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Maharshi Patanjali says, Sayam is Dharana Dhyan Samadhi. Dharana Dhyan Samadhi is Sayam. So what they are doing? They are withdrawing their mind from the world and put that mind into dharana, dhyana and samadhi. This is sanyam yajna and this is equivalent to dham and uparati. Dham and uparati in our tattvabodh. We have studied dham and uparati as a part of sat sampatti. Fourth yajna is vishaya grahana yajna. They offer vishaya. What is the vishaya? Sense object. Sense objects are sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Only five sense objects are there. Sabda, sound, sparsa, touch, rupa, form, rasa, taste, gandha, smell. So what they are doing? They are offering all these into the fire of senses. Into the fire of senses. What is this? They take only that much which is ordained by scripture. Shastra vihita bhog, they will take only that much. Others, they will not touch. This is also control, is it not so? If the Shastra says, take only sattvic food, don't take rajasic and tamasic, those who are doing the vishaya grahana yajna, what they will do? They will take only sattvic food. They will not take rajasic and tamasic food. This is vishaya grahana yajna. And then the fifth one we saw in sloka number 27 is atma sanyam yoga yajna. That is nirbhis samadhi yajna. Nirbhis samadhi, Here bij means ignorance. Sabij means with ignorance. Nirbij means without ignorance. So we can go into samadhi with ignorance and without ignorance. Without following the path of Ashtanga Yoga, even without the knowledge of the self, we can reach to the state of samadhi. We can reach there. But if when we come back from that state, what will happen? We will still remain a jnani. Because it is sa-bij samadhi. Sa-bij samadhi with ignorance. Like in the deep sleep, when we go to sleep, I am an engineer or a doctor. When I come back in the morning, when I wake up, I am still an engineer or doctor. There is no change. No change. But with nirbij samadhi without ignorance, with the knowledge of the self, if I go into samadhi, I go as a jiva, and when I come back as a jnani, as a brahman. That is nirbij samadhi. So nirbij samadhi, it should be preceded by knowledge. It should be preceded by knowledge. So, out of these five, we see here two yajna are preceded by knowledge. First one, earlier we have seen, is the Brahma yajna, saupadhik, jivatma offering himself into nirupadhik Brahman. So he has got the knowledge of Jiva Brahma Aikya. And here also Jnana Dipite means, in this verse number 27 you will find the word Jnana Dipite means, which is lighted by knowledge, with knowledge. With no knowledge is what? Ignorance is not there. With that knowledge, he is practicing this yoga. So five we have already seen earlier. Now in the next verse, verse number 28.
Dravya yajnastapo yajnaha. Dravya yajnastapo yajnaha. Yoga yajnastatha pare. Yoga yajnastatha pare. Swadhyaya jnana yajnascha, swadhyaya jnana yajnascha, yataya sanshrita brataha, yataya sanshrita brataha, dravya yajnastapo yajnaha, yoga yajnastatha pare, swadhyaya jnana yajnascha, yataya sanshrita brataha.
So now in this sloka you will find six yajna are suggested. Earlier we have seen five, now the six more yajna here. Drabya yajna, tapo yajna, yoga yajna, swadhyaya yajna, jnana yajna, and sansit prataha. Six more are here. So others, they practice this six type of yajna. What is this drabya yajna? Drabya yajna tirtesu drabya vinyogam. It is giving in Tirthasthan or other places. What? Drabya. Drabya means it can be wealth, it can be labor, it can be grains, it can be love, etc. They give. Drabya yajna in other places. Out of the all 12 sample yajna, you will find the drabya yajna is the most easiest one. Most easiest one. So far, whatever we have seen, it requires effort. In Daiva Yajna, you need samagri, you need mantra, you have to perform action and all that with great devotion and everything is there. In the Brahma Yajna, you have to have knowledge. Is not so? Then in the Sanyam Yajna, Atma Sanyam Yoga Yajna, you have to control your all senses, all prana karma and other indriyani karma you have to control. And with the knowledge you have to do a lot of things. Prerequisites are required. But in the Drabya Yajna, very easy. You have to just give. But giving is very difficult, you know. Very, very difficult. What is the easiest way? The easiest way is that in our Shastra, they have never said that you should give so much percentage of your income. They never say that. Why so? What is the reason behind it? If they mention 10%, what will happen? A daily laborer may not be able to give 10%. It's difficult for him. So to encompass all population, they said you should give. A daily laborer can give 1 pence, but he should give. He should give. So what is the easiest way? Easiest way for all of us is to set apart every month, whatever you decide. $1, 1 pence, $100, $20, $200, $1,000, $500. Every month keep it separate. Make a separate bag. In that way, every month you put it. And according to the opportunity you give, you won't get opportunity always. Every day nobody is coming to a bandan, to aisa nahi hai. You will not get opportunity every time. But the moment you get the opportunity, grab it. Grab it. Then you give that money, help others. This way we can do it. So, drabya yagya, then tapo yagya, those who are tapasvi, they do the tapa yagya. What is this tapa yagya? Like a Chandrayan brata. Seeing the chandra, seeing the moon, they do brata. What is this brata, Chandrayan brata? When the moon is full, they will take full meal. And from the Purnima, it comes to Amavasya, and it takes 14 days. 14 days or 15 days, whatever it is. So they will reduce their food proportionately. On Amavasya day, zero. Again, the moon will increase, go to the Purnima. Again, they will step by step, they will increase their food. This is Chandrayan Vrata. This is Tapo Yagya. Then next comes the Yoga Yagya. What is this Yoga Yagya? Pranayama and Pratyahara is called the Yoga Yagya. Shankaracharya says Pranayama Pratyahara. Dharana Dhyan Samadhi, we have already seen that goes into the Sanyam Yagya. In the Ashtanga Yoga, Dharana Dhyan Samadhi goes into the Sanyam Yagya. Now Pranayama Pratyahara, this is called Yoga Yagya. Some people are doing Pranayama Pratyahara, that is to be done. Then Swadhyaya Yagya. Swadhyaya Yagya. What is this Swadhyaya Yagya? Shankaracharya says, Yathabidhi Rigadi Abhyasaha Rigadi Rigved, Samved, Yajurved, and Atharved. Abhyasaha. How? Vidhi Purvak. What is Vidhi? When you chant that Veda, there is Udat Anudat. You have to chant in that way. So they do it. And they chant, they do it every day. It's not an easy job. Every day chanting one Veda or two Veda, therefore there used to be a title, Vedi. Vedi means one Veda, Dvi Vedi, two Veda chanting every day, three Vedi, chanting three Veda every day, Chatur Vedi, chanting four Veda every day. That is called Swadhyaya Yagya. What is Jnana Yagya? In Swadhyaya Yagya, they are chanting without knowing the meaning. In Jnana Yagya, they Shastrartha Parijnanam. They chant Ved and they know the meaning of the mantra also. They know the meaning of the mantra also. Swadhyaya Yagya. In Swadhyaya Yagya, we chant. Like our children will be chanting, or many of adults will be also chanting, Gita chanting coming. In the next weekend, whole chapter will be chanting. So it will come under Swadhyaya Yagya. Swadhyaya Yagya, that also is a yagya. For 3 hours we will be chanting the whole 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. Swadhyaya, our children will also do. Adults may be knowing the meaning, but the children, they don't know. They don't know the meaning. Swadhyaya Yagya. Jnana Yagya, knowing the meaning. And such people, they distribute the knowledge of Shastra. After knowing the meaning, then in Gyan Yagya, our Gurudev used to do Gyan Yagya, Gita Gyan Yagya. What is the purpose? Distributing the knowledge of Gita to others. So what will happen with that? It will remove a Gyan of others. By Gyan, what will happen? A Gyan will be removed of others. So the Gyan is burnt in the Gyan Agni. Gyan Agni. Sansit Vrataha or Vrata Yagya. Vrata Yagya. Somebody has taken a breath that today onward I am taking a breath of Satyam Vada. I will speak only truth. Satyam Vada. So what will be the result of that? Patanjali, Maharshi Patanjali Yoga Sutra says that if you speak truth for 12 years, then what will happen? Whatever you say, Prakriti will do that. Prakriti will do that. It will happen. Or I have taken a vow of ahimsa, non-violence. Gandhi took that ahimsa. Ahimsa. They are called Sansit Prataha. So by this, what will happen? They will purify our, that will procure our mind. Our mind will be purified. Not only that, all the jagas stated in this sloka, they will help us to grow spiritually. To grow spiritually. And after that, success is guaranteed. What is the success we are looking for? Success is Brahmarpan, Brahmavi, Brahmagno. I want to reach that state. Vision of a jnani. So that will also happen. Okay, so far we have seen 11 yagya. Now comes the 12th, verse number 29 and 30. First we'll see 29.
Apane juvate pranam. Apane juvate pranam. Prane panam tatha pare. Prane panam tatha pare. Prana panagati rudva. Prana panagati rudva. Pranayama parayanaha. Pranayama parayanaha. Apane juvati pranam. Prane pranam tatha pare. Prana panagati rudva. Pranayama parayanaha.
So this is the yagya number 12, is the pranayama yagya. Pranayama yagya. So what they do? Apane juvati pranam. Pranam juvati apane. Pranam is the outgoing breath. Juvati sacrifices. Where in incoming breath. Apane is the incoming breath. Prane apanam tatha apare. And the apanam. Apanam is the incoming breath. Into the outgoing breath. Apare others. Different from the 11 yagya which are mentioned earlier, apare others, they do pranayama yagya. How they do it? Prana, pana, gati, rudhva. Rudhva means restraining. Restraining the gati, the movement of prana and apana, outgoing breath and the incoming breath. They control. And what is their name? Pranayam parayanaha. They are solely absorbed in the pranayama. The pranayama. To understand this, we have to understand there are four aspects in the pranayama. Four aspects. One is the inhaling. It is called purak. Purak means inhaling. We are filling in our lung. And another is rechak, exhaling. So purak, inhaling. Exhaling is rechak. And third aspect is kumbhak. This kumbhak means holding. This holding can be of two types. After inhalation, I hold. At this point of time, we don't do that. We inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. This pranayam, they inhale and then hold. Then exhale, hold. So this holding is called kumbhak. So kumbhak can be of two types. holding inside and holding outside. So purak, inhaling, then antahkumbhak, holding inside, then rechak, exhaling, again bahikumbhak, holding. So this way they do. So what is this purak pranayam? So in pranayam there are 7 types. So in this slok, 2 types are said here. Another 5 will be coming in the next slok. So one is the called purak pranayam. Purak pranayam, inhaling prana and sacrifice into antakumbhak and holding. And holding inside. And then second is the rechak pranayam, exhaling prana and sacrifice into the bahya kumbhak. What does that mean? You see, there are 1,000 types of pranayam. There is not one type, 1,000 types of pranayam. How there are 1,000 types? I will tell you. They will tell you, those who are expert in the pranayam, they will tell you, while you inhale, count 4. So when we are inhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4, your lungs are full. Then they will say, hold it for 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Anta kumbhak. So first one is the purak pranayam. When you are inhaling, then you are holding. Then you are holding for 4, counting 4. Then they will say exhale. Count 6. Then again, bahikumbhak, hold it for 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So now this count 4, 6, this can be different. Somebody may not be able to take count 4. Maybe 3 or 2. Or somebody will say, no, I cannot take more time in inhaling and exhaling. 6, 10, or hold. Somebody may hold for only 2, or maybe 3, or maybe 4, maybe 8, maybe 10. So there are different variations of pranayam, different variations. Since pranayam relates to energy house, this prana, inhaling and exhaling, they send us energy to each cell of our body, each cell of the body they send energy. So if we play with this thing, if we change it, pranayam is a hatha yoga. What is hatha yoga? We are inhaling, then with compulsion I am saying, no, hold it. At present we are not doing that. We are inhaling, exhaling. We even don't know. Inhaling, exhaling is continuously going. We are not putting an effort. Now we are putting effort. We are counting, regulating prana while inhaling, holding it, exhaling it, and again holding it. So this is to be done in the presence of a master. We are not master. In Chinmay Mission, our Tapobanji Maharaj said, don't go for pranayam. Go for prana vikshan. Vikshan means when the pranas are going inside, outside, you just concentrate how it is going inside, outside. Don't regulate it. Because the regulation requires a teacher. Then only you can do it. Otherwise there will be a problem. So there are 2 types of pranayam we have seen in this verse. One is the purak pranayam, another is the rechak pranayam. Now comes the continuous of the same pranayam in the verse number 30.
Aparenyatahara. Pranan praneshu juhati. Pranan praneshu juhati. Sarve pete yagya vidah. Sarve pete yagya vidah. Yagyakshapita kalmashaha. Apare niyata haraha. Pranan praneshu juhati. Sarve pete yagya vidah. Yagyakshapita kalmashaha.
Apare, other than earlier one. Purak pranayam and rechak pranayam, apare, others, niyatahara, they have regulated their food, niyatahara, pranan, prane, sujuyati, they are putting their vital air into vital air. Pranan, vital air, pranesu, in vital air, juvati, they sacrifice. Sarve api ete yagvidha. Bhagwan says, sarve, all of them are yagvid. Yagvid is knower of yagya. They are all the knower of yagya. Yagya chapit kalmasa. Yagya chapit kalmasa means whose sins are destroyed by the sacrifice. By sacrifice, our sins are destroyed. Niyatahara. Niyatahara means what? Regulated food. How much to eat? We have seen many times. According to the capacity of our stomach, 50% should be filled with the solid, and then 25% with the water, and another 25% for the circulation of air. But we never give space for circulation of air, number one. And sometimes we quote also, after having your meal, don't drink water. Kabiraj has said, you know. Ayurveda says, don't drink after half an hour. So what we do? So instead of filling stomach by only 50% solid, we eat solid up to 100%. What will be the after effect? After effect, you can't do yajna. Only one yajna will come. All indriya will withdraw. Mind also will go to sleep. So niyate hara, what they do? Pranan prane sujuyati, offer vital air into the vital air. So now here are five types of pranas in this. For knowing this, we have to know there are five pranas. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. I presume, since you are all Vedantins, studying Vedanta for a long time, you know it is all in the Tattvabodh. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. And each of them has got ending with ana. A little bit of Sanskrit to understand. Pran, apan, vyan, udan, saman. It all ends with an. An means move. There is a movement. In prana, there is a continuous movement. So what is prana? Praprasan is a higher movement. Higher movement means it starts from the navel to nose. So inhaling, going up to navel, coming out is called the prana. What is apana? Apana is up plus an. Up means down movement. Navel to excretory system is the apana vayu. Then saman. What is saman? Sam plus an. Staying in stomach and takes care of the digestive system. Saman. It digests. What is vyan? V plus an. V plus an. Whatever we have eaten, the nutrients is to be distributed all over the body. That is the job of Bhyan, Bahu. And what is Udan? Utta plasan. Utta means it goes up, like sneezing, vomiting. It is Udan Vayu. And Udan Vayu is also required at the time of death. The subtle body is ejected from this God body. Then Udan Vayu takes it out. So these are five pranas. Acha. So what pranayam they do? Suppose we want to control prana. Out of prana, apan, vyan, udan, and saman, five. I am controlling prana. Then other four are being sacrificed in that. If I am controlling prana, apan, vyan, udan, saman is sacrificed. If I am controlling apan, then prana, vyan, udan, saman is sacrificed. You know? So there will be five types of prana here. Control of prana, control of apan, control of bayan, control of udan, and control of saman. And earlier we have seen rechak pranayam and purak pranayam. So you know there are seven types of pranayam here. Okay. But these are to be done in the presence of a master. Sarve api ete yagya vidha yagya chapit kalmasa. Sarve api yagya vidha. They are all knower of yagya. Yagya chapit kalmasa, and if we perform this yagya, then what will happen? Our sins will be destroyed. So there are two things. One is knowing, and another is doing. Now we are Yajnavitta Pranayam because we know seven types of Pranayam, Yajnavit. But only knowing will not destroy our sins. When we do it, then Yajna Chapit Kalmasa, our sins will be destroyed. So the summary of from verse number, slok number 24 to 30, in 24 we have seen the vision of a jnani, Brahmarpan Brahmavi. And for the sadhak, for all of us, Bhagwan is suggesting that we should do practice these 12 types of yajna. One or more according to our choice. According to our choice. Out of 12, three are backed by knowledge. Three are backed by knowledge. We have already seen these things. So, to know is yajna with, and to do it, yajna chapit kalmasaha. Okay, yajna chapit kalmasaha. We'll see next in our next class. Okay. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.